Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
All right, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We got a good one coming up this week in the studio with me. I got my old sidekick, J.W. Lane, going to help me out a little bit. And also, direct from Roland, Oklahoma, is that fair?
Oklahoma.
Is Lyle Parman and Slide Bar. And looking forward to visiting with these guys, getting a little of their background and a lot of stories from the road.
So, yeah, we got years worth. I was thinking the other day, and I thought, yeah, that was about 31 years now, so they're starting to pile up.
All right, so Lyle, it sounds like when I say Roland, Oklahoma, that's like all the way to Arkansas or somewhere.
Yeah, it's right on the line. We're butted right up against Fort Smith.
But let's back up a little bit and kind of talk about you. And you got a little roots over in this neck of the woods. Tell us where you grew up.
I'm home. All right. Guarantee you. When I was born, we lived in three or four different spots in the Texas Panhandle, Perryton, and different places, Dumas for a while, and ended back up where most of my family's from, Raiden, Oklahoma, just north of Elk City. And man, I couldn't ask for a better place to be raised. I miss the country, you know, even today, you know, and I've been out of there several years, but I still miss the country and the people, you know. There's good people out here, and it's always good to come home and see everybody and play, and I've been looking forward to getting back out this way for a long time.
So kind of where'd you start, really, when you got into the music deal? Was that in Raiden, or was it before that? Or?
Yeah, my dad always played music, and he mostly got me, you know, into it. We had a studio, and when I was about 6 or 7, I could probably play 3 instruments, and I was doing a lot of cutting in the studio by myself at a real young age. And we decided, he was playing with a group called Smoke and Okie back in those days, and eventually they formed into a group called Single Tree.
So give me a time frame on when that
That's probably 80,
okay,
somewhere in 80s, that. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And we decided to form Slide Bar when I graduated. So the week after I graduated high school, I was on the road. And we toured hard. We played about 10 states pretty regular. You know, we'd get back, we'd play like one club in each state, and we'd get back to that state every 2.5 months. We'd play, back in those days, you know, 320-plus dates a year. So mostly our day off was might be Sunday, or we might play a 7-nighter, and we'd be traveling in between. You know, it wasn't a bunch of one-nighters. That many one-nighters would kill you without a crew. But yeah, we played nonstop for about 15 years before we took a break.
So you were based out of Raiden then?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we were based out of Raiden. And you know, but when you're playing 10 different states, it really doesn't matter where you live. It's,
you're kind of living in the,
yeah.
So what were you in? Were you in like a, did you have a bus?
Well, we started out in a, just pickup and a trailer. As the clubs got bigger, we had to get more gear. So we ended up buying a 24-foot rider truck that we filled full of PA gear. We bought a PA off Steve Warner, which is pretty cool. The first PA we ever bought, the board belonged to Wolfman Jack, and the PA belonged to Leon Russell.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we carried a lot of equipment, and back in those days, that's the thing I like about it. Nowadays, most places got a PA, and you know, you don't have to go through all that, but when we'd roll into a place, normally we would start setting up about 11 in the morning, and we wouldn't be done with sound check and everything till maybe 6:30, 7 o'clock. We'd run, take a shower, come back, play the gig. And even teardown was a 2 or 3 hour deal. It was a major ordeal. We would have to power tap directly into the electricity to get enough electricity to play. You know, we carried about 30,000 watts back then. It, 'cause we had to compete with the concerts, you know. I mean, for lack of a better way to put it, you know, I can remember we played XIT Rodeo the year my first child was born. They brought me a note up on stage and said, it's a boy. the way they had us set up is we were on one end of this building, and the national acts were on the other end of the building, and it was a competition, you know. And the first night we had enough PA to keep up with them, but our light show looked terrible. So we had a buddy that worked for ZZ Top, and they happened to be off, and they brought a They brought a semi truck in the next night and unloaded lights for about 5 hours, and we didn't make any money that night, but we sure looked good. I'm telling you, every June bug within 100 miles was hitting me in the face that night.
That's cool. Well, we don't want to go too much longer before we get into a song here. And you guys, talk about this first song we're going to do. It was kind of the first one to really get some airtime. And you stole it from the Bee Gees. Is
I
that
know.
Fair?
Isn't that crazy? And I know everybody's thinking I'm fixing to kick off on Staying
Alive.
Yeah,
everybody's
alive,
like,
but, yeah. Yeah. Because I just kind of got that move and groove about me, but yeah. No, this song actually did do great, and it still to this day, if I play, you know, in this part of the country or anywhere where Slide Bar was really big, we get requests for it and have to do it. So
it's a great song.
It is a great song. It's called To Love Somebody. I think actually Bo Cephas did a cut of this too on one of his albums.
Oh, cool.
You know, so
let's listen to Love Somebody, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that's never shone on me. I want my life to be to live you, to live. There's a way, everybody says, to do each and every little thing. But what does it bring if I ain't got? I ain't got no one. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to love somebody. To love somebody the way I love you. In my brain I see your face again, and I know my brain is mine. You ain't I'm blind, so very blind. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? I live and breathe for you. But what does it do if I ain't got you? I ain't got no one. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like to love somebody. To love somebody the way I love you. And baby, you don't know what it's like. You don't
to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
All right, well, the program is Lyrics and Legends. We've got Lyle Parman with the Slide Bar in the studio. You had a little help on a guitar over there. Talk about who's...
Absolutely. Who's... I've got Jeff Parker sitting in with me on guitar. He's an excellent guitar player. Lived in Nashville for several years. He's played with everybody under the sun as well. He's got a really good studio as well. That's where we cut a lot of this stuff that we're going to play a little later in his studio there in Muscle Shoals. So... You know, I've always tried to surround myself with people who's been there and done that, and I want to be the worst player on the stage, and I think I've accomplished that.
Is that a, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, I'm not scared to be outdone. I welcome it.
Well, talk about the rest of your band here. We've got a studio full of people.
Oh yeah,
here.
Yeah. We just rolled the whole bus up on you, didn't we?
You bet. Yeah, that's pretty cool. People will be driving by out front going, Dadgum, what are they doing up there?
I know, right? No, over here beside Jeff, and I don't know why he didn't bring his harps then, but this is probably the best harmonica player I've ever heard in my life, Mr. Randy Edwards.
All right, we're gonna get him in here. You're gonna have to pick something we can.
Oh, I'm telling you, he can go. Randy, he's worked with everybody as well. He's played with Tanya Tucker. He's played with Shenandoah. He was with Shenandoah back when they were super hot. You know, they had Sunday in the South out. Just Google some Austin City Limits and some of that stuff, and you'll see old Randy up there. Joe Nichols, matter of fact, Randy was real instrumental in getting Joe Nichols his record deal. But the absolute best part about Randy is he's an excellent songwriter as well. He has written a bunch of tunes for some of them's got big cuts, and I'm hoping some that we write together will get big cuts. If not me, somebody else. Well,
Yeah. You bet.
Matter of fact, one of the songs that we're going to play a little bit later, called "I Think God Was a Cowboy Too," is something that me and Randy sit down and hammered out one day. And it's funny thing when you write a song. I mean, we spent several hours on this song, and finally we're just like, okay, let's go to the house. We'll deal with it later. I woke up the next morning and had it all in my head. I called him like first thing. Didn't even grab a guitar. I said, I got it. I know where it needs to go. You know, it's just, he brings really good songwriters in on me quite often. And he'll just call me out of the blue, and he won't tell me what he's doing. He'll be just like, hey, what are you doing? Well, why don't we meet about 2:30? And I'm thinking we're going to have a cheeseburger. And he drags his songwriter in, and, you know, and it's somebody that's wrote hits for everybody. And he's like, hey, let's write a tune, you know. And this guy's phenomenal, and he's just spouting off lyrics left and right, you know. Johnny Holland is a good speed writer, isn't he? He's unbelievable. And I at the end of the song, I didn't feel like I contributed anything to it. I was like, he's just so fast, and I'm one of those guys. It has to soak in on me, and I have to really think about it a while.
It's like 3 days later.
Exactly. But, man, when I get it, it's something special.
Well, talk about that song you and he wrote again. Maybe we ought to try to squeeze that one in, or maybe get a little harp.
It's an excellent song. We had some really good players helping us out on this. Jim Heap, Bellamy Brothers steel guitar player, played steel on this for us. We had a really good fiddle player out of Missouri, Corey Schultz.
Played with Livewire. They had a bunch of Texas singles.
Okay. Yes, Livewire, bunch. And then our band, of course. But I'm just real happy about this song. I think it's a great song. And the funny thing is it's a stark contrast to the other material on the and people love it so much, you're like, well, I like this song right here, but, man, I like this one too, and I kind of feel conflicted. And you'll know what I mean when we get down into the program a little further and you start hearing some of the other material.
The first night I played with Lyle, we'd opened for we did an acoustic opener. I think it was for Colt Ford, of all people.
Yeah.
I didn't know the song. I just was doing, you know, we were playing songs that I knew that he knew. But he went into this, and I just quit playing. I mean, it locked me up, literally. I just backed off to the side of the stage, and I grabbed my phone and videotaped it because it was just such a cool song and a great songwriter. These guys just knocked this one out of the park, and it's one of those kind of songs you can see the movie. When you're listening to the lyrics, the storyboard's there. It's a good song, really good song.
What I like about the song maybe too, it's like everybody's kind of a cowboy. You got to be in one way or another. Absolutely. If you live out in these parts of the country. Meaning is, if somebody's broke down, pull over and help them. Somebody cow out, stop the car and yada yada. You know, and this song right here too, I've seen a lot of cowboys. I got a lot of friends that, you know, in PRCA, and this guy by the name of Benny Jordan works for me. But a lot of those guys carry that cross and they kiss it before they open that chute gate. And it this that. That line plays a huge part in the song as it goes on down in the song. Anyway, thank y'all so much.
All right, we're going to take a listen to I Think God Was a Cowboy, and we'll be right back on Lyrics and Legends.
Up before the sun just to see it rise, like a miracle happened before my eyes. I've been hung up and hurt, some I win, some I lose. That's just things that cowboys do. Hope I draw good when I hit Cheyenne. Lord only knows I'm just a cowboy man. I didn't make eight down in San Antonio, and I didn't get to send no money. Kiss the cross and set my spurs, put all my faith in his words. Red the black and I believe the red. I know exactly what they say. He walked on water and rose from the dead. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I think God was a cowboy. Out and I'm running behind. See a car on the shoulder, people flying by. I've got a strong feeling from up above. I'm gonna pull over like a cowboy does. But I kiss the cross, set my spurs, put all my faith in his words. I've read the black and I've lived the red. I know exactly what they said. He walked on water and rose from the dead. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I think God was a cowboy too. Into the rodeo and pay my dues. There sat some children from St. Jude's. I noticed one more hat like Hall's. Tipped it back and I saw the hairy locks. All my troubles just left my thoughts as I kissed him and I hugged him. Lord, I hope my love shines through. I think God was a cowboy too. Yes, I do.
We've got in the studio with us today Lyle Parman and Slidebar. So far, we've talked a little bit with Jeff. He played with you a little bit. Randy's on the harp over there, and enjoy that. You got a couple other guys traveling with you. Talk about your bass player and your drummer a little bit.
This is the one and only JD Smart. He goes by Mike Honcho is his name. So
Mike Honcho.
So that's how I have to introduce him on stage from El Paso, Texas. Right. Mr. Mike Honcho.
And it's your chance to defend yourself.
I need no defense. I'm standing behind these guys on the stage. Nobody sees me anyway. So.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that, well, here's the thing. I've been after this guy for 2 or 3 years now, trying to get him on board. And I finally caught a window when he wasn't playing with somebody and got him hooked, and I'm not going to let him go. Now, we've had issues with Johnny Lee stealing our drummers for some reason. I'm not sure what's going on with that. But anyways, we got JD on board here, and you know as well as I do, JW, you got to have a rhythm section. I mean, if your rhythm section ain't there, it ain't going to happen.
It's the most important for
it
sure.
It is. And you know, they don't know how much I appreciate what they do. And but like Jeff said, the bad part of it is he plays guitar better than he plays bass, and then he plays steel guitar better than he plays guitar. So I really don't know where to use him at. But right now he's going to be playing bass. Right now he's going to be a bass player, I can tell you that much.
And we saw money exchange hands over there.
Yeah. Yeah, there.
And this other guy's the only drummer Johnny Lee hadn't stolen.
Yeah. Well, he's played with Johnny Lee a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Johnny Lee played with me.
Oh, that's
right. There you go. Yeah. So we're going from Mike Honcho to
Jamie Dotson.
Yep. Is this a pseudonym or is this really the...
He's from Pryor, Oklahoma.
Yep. Pryor, okay.
And Jamie is, he kind of versed me a little bit in the Red Dirt scene. You know, I've always been more of a national, you know, Nashville kind of guy. And I didn't do a lot of the Red Dirt stuff until I hopped in a band that he was in called Hazard for a while. And they had a song on the charts for a long time.
Yeah, we had Added Again was on the charts for about 36 weeks. So. Yeah, Jason Boland and Tommy Dedimore produced that.
Okay.
Yep.
Dana played was Jason's first fiddle player when they first got the stragglers cranking.
Okay.
With Roger Ray and
matter of fact, Dana was in the truck when they had the wreck, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, like, yeah, he sure
so,
was.
I really didn't know a lot about Red Dirt. I learned a lot quick. I mean, we were in the mix of it. We had a song on the charts, and we were all over Texas and doing the Texas radio tour. And I got well versed in it, and I got him to thank. He's an asset to the band in many ways. One is he's only one smart enough in the band to run a computer. anything that comes on social media is his fault. Defend yourself, Jamie.
Well, I don't know. I can clear the browser history. That's about it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. I tell you what I love about this band. I've got a bunch of buddies with me. And, you know, and I've always had buddies in the band and stuff, but there's always some weirdness you don't like to deal with. You know, there's always one that drinks too much, and there's always one that does this or does that. Man, we don't have that right now. It is just, it's a bunch of good guys that's been there and done that, and all we want to do is go play good music.
Right.
All we care about is how we sound out front, the fans, and getting on down to the next show. And man, we're having a good time doing it. And that's what me and Randy discussed when we started this thing back up. You know, it may fail, but we're gonna do it our way. And so far we have, and we've had some good success.
Usually that's the way that ends up working the best too, isn't it?
Well, John Woolley, he writes for the Tulsa World, and I remember he did an interview on me about 25 years ago. We were talking, and I was trying to fit that mold like Nashville cookie cutters. Everybody
right.
that comes out of there, you know, I was writing down that vein. I was trying to look that part, man. I was starching up, and I was doing everything right by the letter. And he said, dude, that ain't you. He said, you just need to be you. And he said, your fan base will follow. I want to thank John for that advice. It just took me 25 years to admit he was right. You know, now that we're doing things our way, we're having some success. I mean, people are willing to help us for the right reasons, you know, just because they want to see us succeed,
right.
Not because they want a piece of the pie or they want this or that. And I'm sure they know that I'm getting old enough now. I ain't got many more years of this, so.
Yeah, tell that to Willie, will you?
Yeah. But I've surrounded myself with some really, really good players and really, really good people, and I'm blessed in that area.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you want us?
The new single that we decided to go with first, we had actually run this in front of a bunch of different people, put ears on the songs, and every time it come back with the same tune. And the funny thing about this song is this was the last minute. We drove to Muscle Shoals one day, and we were down there cutting, and we cut three songs. We was fixing to hop on the bus and come back home that night. It was about 1:30 in the morning, and Randy said, Billy, he said, man, we need one more song. Billy was thinking about some stuff he had wrote. He's an excellent songwriter. And Tommy Curry happened to be in there when we were cutting, and he said, boys, listen to this one. And he pulled this song out. It's called You Can't Hide High. Man, we listened to it, and we were all chuckling about it and stuff. And Billy Lawson said, that's a hit, boys. He said, that song right there is a hit. He said, I can tell you a hit when I hear one. So 10 minutes later, I'm sitting in the studio booth, and we're cutting it, and I'm reading the words off a sheet of paper. And we got a pretty good cut on it, and kind of knew how we wanted to go with it. When we got it back home, we ended up recutting it over at Jeff's studio, because once again, like I said, you know, stuff's got to kind of sink in on me before I actually lock into it. So we recut it at Jeff's studio. Man, I'm just super proud of this song. The thing about music has changed so much is you really have to go for that internet crowd anymore. You know what I'm saying? You need something to go viral on the internet.
Right.
You know, and the stuff that goes viral on the internet is going to have to have a little bit of edge to it. And this song's got that. I mean, it's got that edge. It's pretty much the way we are. You know, we do us, and we hope you like it.
All right. Well, sounds like it's tailor-made for 92.9. So we're going to listen to a little song called You Can't Hide High.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Supersonic, pure hydroponic, and the sun shines like it's always noon. I keep it undercover, hide it from my mother, and them sworn in narcotic nuts. Try to look legal and go incognito, but when you fire it up, you can't hide high. You can't hide high. You can put on sunglasses as dark as molasses, and they'll still see the red in your eyes. You can't hide high. You can't hide high. Feed the munchies and get lazy and laugh like we're crazy, buddy. You can't hide high. Driving like a bird brain, 40 in the fast lane, felt like 110. A big fat burrito and a bag of Doritos, cruising around with my friends. Well, I look behind me, Lord, what did I see? Blue lights and old Barney Fife. He walked up to me, said, boys, you can't fool me. There's one thing I've learned in my life. You can't hide high. No, you can't. Sunglasses as dark as molasses, and they'll still see the red in your eyes. You can't hide high. You can't hide high. Feed the munchies and get buddy, you came high. Just feed the munchies and get lazy and laugh like we're crazy, buddy, you came high. You came high.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We have Lyle Parman and Slidebar. Got Randy and Jeff and Jamie and
JD. A lot of J's in this band.
JD. A lot of JDs. It's like, what's your name? He starts with a J. Urian.
Yeah.
Can you play a guitar?
That's...
So, anyway, the song we just listened to was one called You Can't Hide High.
It's a crazy tune.
Yeah. One of the band members, like, kind of want to make sure everybody knows what. We ain't, or something like
that. Yeah, exactly. We're not a bunch of potheads. We just yeah. But we did.
It's a bunch of musicians in a bus.
We do think it's a good chuckle, and I love that song. It's just a lighthearted, fun tune. So.
All right. So y'all taped this the first time in Muscle Shoals.
Yes, sir. We went to Wishbone Studio. That's where Hank. Recorded Whiskey Bent and Hellbound and some other hits he had. A lot of legends cut in there, and a lot of people still cut in there. I mean, if you pull that studio up, Alabama to Shenandoah to Daryl Worley and them still are cutting in there. Sammy Kershaw just cut a new album in there. It's a great studio, and the guy that runs it, man, he's so pro. Name's Billy Lawson. He's an excellent songwriter. I like producers that are great songwriters, you know, because he lets you fix things. You know, if something is not working for you, then he steps in and says, "Hey, let's do it this way." And you need that, because sometimes, especially if you've heard the demo, you get hung up on the demo, and that's the only way you hear the song. And it's... Yeah, but getting on with Billy Lawson, like I said, he's wrote multiple hits, and he's a great producer as well. He wrote a song that I just loved, which is the reason that we ended up going to Muscle Shoals. Randy had this song. Randy's one of those guys, he's always got good songs. How long did you carry Big Old Red around before you got that? You
know, George Jones got that quite some time back, and... I was, you know, I always got these big dreams, you know, you ain't got nothing else to do. But I, you know, you just take off writing, and I was writing a movie about it, you know, Old Red the Prison Dog. And then Blake Shelton cut it. I carried it around for 20 years trying to get somebody to cut it, say, "Hey, man, this is a hit song." And I feel that same way about this particular song that Lyle's talking about called I Don't Love You When I'm Drunk.
Yeah. And it's funny, when you hear the title, you're thinking about, okay, this is going to be a funny song, and this is going to be, you know, one of those, you know, I don't love you when I'm drunk. But it actually reminds me of something that Blake would cut today. And I think, matter of fact, Blake actually put it on hold for a while. I think Billy Currington put this song on hold for a while. It didn't make the album cuts on either album that they put it on hold for, but it was worthy enough to be on that album. I'm not sure why they didn't cut it.
So talk about just that just a little bit, because some people listening may not know what you're talking about when you said
put it on hold.
Yeah, put something
on
hold.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, you know, these songwriters, they put all their songs in catalogs. And it's funny, when you're going through the catalog, those national acts, they're looking for a certain type of song, and they'll put that out. And, you know, like getting back to You Can't Hide High, that was the big deal down there then. I mean, because it's getting legalized in so many states right now that a lot of people were wanting those types of songs, you know. But When I'm Drunk has got a new feel to it. And I think we even put a newer feel to it than what it originally was. It sounds like something you would hear on Top 40 today to me. The chord progressions and just kind of the way we went about attacking this song. Yeah, we put a little bit more of an edge, and we kind of modernized it a touch, but I could hear it with just his flat top and vocals. It's just a hit song. I'm not sure why it hadn't been cut before me, but man, I am proud to be the guy that cut it.
All right, so we're gonna listen to is the correct name When I'm Drunk?
Yep. When I'm drunk.
When I'm drunk, I don't love you. Or
I don't love you when I'm drunk.
I don't love you when I'm drunk.
Yep. All right.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Well, I don't love you when I'm drunk. I'm dressed the thoughts of a warm somebody. A feeling comes over me and I don't fight it. I'm so ready to forget about her. I don't love you when I'm drunk and crazy, calling someone else baby. Some nights drunk ain't good enough. I wake up sober. Seen a man so lighthearted. I can laugh at myself and the reason you left. I'm not living in that world. I'm messed up. I don't love you when I'm drunk and crazy. Calling someone else, baby.
The song we just got through listening to was one called When I'm Drunk, and we're in the studio. Program's Lyrics and Legends. Got Lyle Parman along with the rest of the band Slidebar in the studio with us today, along with my friend Matt and JW kind of sitting in helping us out. When I'm Drunk, what a great title.
Yeah, it's a great song, and I'm telling you, this guy has a catalog of stuff like that. He wrote, you know, I Left Something Turned On at Home for Trace Atkins. Learning As You Go, Rick Trevino. She Can't Get That, Blake Shelton. He wrote for Tim McGraw. Lone Star, Leon Womack. Shenandoah, Sammy Kershaw, George Strait. The list goes on and on. I'm telling the guys is legit. And I've been around songwriters like that before. Our second Slidebar album back about 90. It might have been before that a little bit. Dwayne Blackwell wrote that, produced that album and wrote two songs on there. And Dwayne he's a legend in Nashville. He wrote Friends in Low Places. He wrote even back to Mr. Blue, you know, call me Mr. Blue.
Yeah.
He's had so many mega hits. It was kind of funny. he took me out to the lake in Nashville, and we were out there on a boat, and all these boats floating around, they all had names of the hit song that bought the boat. So, I mean, we were getting hammered on Too Cold at Home, in case you're wondering. And we were out there drinking, and I looked around him, and I was like, where's your Friends in Low Places boat? And he said, nah, Friends in Low Places didn't buy me a boat. It bought me a mansion. But that was kind of getting back to your point a while ago when you asked me that to clarify what it is to put a song on hold.
Right.
He had a big ruckus about that because Mark Chesson had actually cut that song and had a hold on it. And then Garth squeezed in there at the last minute when the hold went off of it and cut it. And released it within like a day or two. I mean, they just rushed it through because he knew what a mega hit, you know. And that's why Garth is Garth. That's why Garth is where he is, because he is a he knows music. He knows a hit. I remember when we worked with Garth, great guys. One of the few artists that asked us what time we needed to get on stage to sound check. Wow. You know, and they worked on their intro for their concert for I don't know, they were working up a new intro and probably worked on it for 2 hours straight, and we got up there, he got us up there on time, he helped us load in. I mean, he carried my guitar amp in, and and we set up, we sound checked. Well, we played our show, and we were pretty hard driving at the time, and I'm sure we ended with, you know, some ZZ Top or something like that, because we, you know, we really dip off into the rock pretty hard. And I'm expecting his fiddle intro to come out and them go into Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old, and he opens up with a Bob Seger tune and looks over at me and winks. And when he got off stage, he said, yeah, y'all ain't kicking our butts tonight. And that's and those are the kinds of lessons that you learn on the road that stuck with me. I respected that so much, and I've always tried to be like that. You know, no matter what situation you get in, you change it up, and you make it to the point that you're going to succeed. And he wasn't scared to do that, you know, and he's always been one of my idols, and ultimately one of my biggest idols, you know, is Hank or Waylon, you know. And if you ever been to one of my shows, that's blatantly obvious.
Yeah, I wanted
obvious.
To get back into that a little bit, talk just a little bit, and then I think you guys want to do an
acoustic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I cut my teeth on listening to Bo Cephas and stuff like that. Yeah, Waylon, they're just, you just don't get no better in my eyes. You know, granted, nowadays it sounds a little dated, and a lot of the people that come out are not well versed on it and don't appreciate it for what it is, but they are the ones that catapulted country music to me to where it is today. They put the kick drum in country, you know, they put that heavy bass line in country, the distortion on the guitars in the country. I can promise you, and there's I love all types of country music, you know. I mean, I'm the biggest Merle fan, I'm the biggest whatever fan, but when it comes down to Aldean and Church and all these guys out there now, I can promise you they owe more of their style of music to Bo Cephas and Waylon than probably anybody else that's ever played country music.
So tell us what you're gonna do now.
We do a lot of Hank, and I
can we get Randy just, over here on the harp?
Yeah, we can. Kind of in the mood to do a little Bo Cephas song, as crazy as that sounds. I know this is about us, but we want to do a Bo Cephas tune.
I listened to a blues record the other day, and it was an old record you gave me, and you said, now play it like the record, and I'm like, okay, gotta go. And I said, Lyle, I don't know, man. He said,
he ain't right.
It's a radio show. Thank y'all for having us.
You do have the face for radio, I'll give you that. Well, hey, ugly. Let's talk about your daddy. Tell me how your mama loved that man. Just break out a bottle, hoss. I'll tell you about the drifting cowboy band. We won't talk about the habits. just the music and the man. Now, Hank, you just gotta tell me, did your daddy really write all that song? That don't deserve no answer, hoss. Let's line up and just move along. Do you think he wrote home about your mama, or about the man who done her wrong? Yeah, back then they called him crazy, but nowadays they call him the same. And the ones that call him crazy hoss still riding on his name. If he's here right now, Bocephus, would he think that we will ride? Do you think he might? Don't you know he would, while Tasha be right here by our side? If we live for a show in Provo, first one on the bus and ready to ride. Wherever he is, I hope he's happy. Lord, I hope he's doing well. He is, cause he's got a warm around my mama now, and he sure did love Miss Audrey and a raisin' hell. I won't ask you no more questions till the story's only Hank can tell. They call him crazy, nowadays they call him a saint. Most folks don't know that they fight him from the Opry, and that causes greatest pain. I wanna tell you about lovesick, how Miss Audrey loved that man. You know I've always loved to listen to the stories about that drifting cowboy band and the man. You know when you get right down to it, still the most wanted outlaw in the land. I play that harp.
My gosh, wow, this is fun. We're having a good time. We're gonna run out of time here pretty quick, so we gotta squeeze a couple more songs in here. We are in the studio with Lyle Parman and Slidebar, Randy, Jeff, Jamie,
JD.
My concho. We are just having a good time, and I know it just goes by so quick. We wanna try to get a couple more songs in here. There's one that we talked about, Country Rebel. Talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this song here has been, it has been a country song, it's been a blues song, it's been everything under the rainbow, and it finally ended up where it needed to be. And it's a driving little tune. It fits in well with our show. It does. It's a kind of an Aldean sounding tune. Of course, I don't sing it like Aldean would, but this is a song pretty much describing the way I grew up. I wrote this song several years ago, and matter of fact, I talk about my influences in the song. I talk about, you know, just growing up in Western Oklahoma. You know, rolling down a back road, pedal on the floorboard, hammer down south of town, bow seat
going to Skip
loud.
Out Lake.
Yeah, Skip Out, yeah. Couldn't get Skip Out in there. Yeah. And it's hard to get something rhyme with Foss, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm talking about hunting deer and everything we do out here that makes right. us Western Oklahomans. And right. I tell you what, I'm just proud as I can be of this song. And this song here actually has not been recut yet, and it may not be. I'm not sure. I was pretty tickled with this one when we left Muscle Shoals. This was the first one we decided to tackle with Billy, and he loved it, and we got a good cut on it, and I think it's a really good song, and it probably going to end up being our second one we release off this album.
All right, so we're going to listen to Country Rebel, and we'll be back to visit with Lyle Parman on Lyrics and Legends.
All right.
Rolling down a back road, pedal on the floorboard, hammer down south of town, stirring up a dust cloud. Bull Seafull singing loud. Looking on a wheat field, deer staying on a hill, for a big buck, knock another down. Show me granddaddy proud. Now some folks don't like the way I am, and I don't give a damn. Looking for a good time, been in a jam. Arkansas River to the Rio Grande, I still call this place my home. Love my women homegrown, drinking on a dirt road, singing in the front row Sunday morn. I'm a yes sir, yes ma'am party till the cows come home. Lord, I'm country rebel to the bone. Midnight choir, tip it back, double jack, guess I need to lay my head back. I gotta roll out of dawn. Sweating out a six pack, sun beating down my neck, farmer's tan, working man, using these callous tins. I ain't caught a breeze all day long. Sun setting low on a long hard day, time to go and blow my pay. Looking for a good time, been in a jam. Arkansas River to the Rio Grande, I still call this place my home. Love my women homegrown, drinking on a dirt road, singing in the front row Sunday morn. I'm a yes sir, yes ma'am party till the cows come home. Lord, I'm country rebel to the bone. To the Rio Grande, I still call this place my home. Love my women homegrown, drinking on a dirt road, singing in the front row Sunday morn. I'm a yes sir, yes ma'am party till the cows come home. Lord, I'm country rebel to the bone. I'm not alone. To the bone, to the bone. That's right.
All right. Well, the program or the song we just listened to was "Country Rebel," and got Lyle Parman in the studio. You wrote that, and old Randy had a little bit to comment about.
Yeah, he said, "Well, he said, what are you thinking?" I go, "Well, I don't know. Play me a couple of your songs that you." And he played me that Rebel song. I go, "I got a good mind to quit now, Lyle." After that, I mean, like, really? I mean. And I'm like thinking, well, I could. I'm trying to figure out a place where I could dot an I or cross a T where I can get in on the song. I'm like, not really, but I'm just saying, yeah, it's that good. I wish I would have had a part.
All right. Well, Lyle, we appreciate you guys coming in. I know you have a gig tonight, and you guys need to go load out and do all that fun stuff to get set up. From our Department of Shameless Plugs, tell us how people can contact you, buy your music, get the swag or book you for a show or whatever.
I love Shameless. So that was one of my favorite HBO songs or shows, and it was one of my favorite Garth Brooks songs. Yeah. No, we do want everybody to please get on our we have a Lyle Parman and Slide Bar Facebook page that we really want everybody to get on there and give us some likes and start following us.
www.slidebarband.com.
That's right. Yeah. Go to www.slidebarband.com. It's got links to our iTunes stuff. Like I say, we don't have a lot on there right now as far as we're releasing this one single at a time, and we're still in the process of cutting this album. You Can't Hide High is available on all the social downloads. And please become a follower on Facebook, and we need all the fans we can get.
All right, we want to thank you again for coming through. Anytime you guys come through the big city of Shamrock, be sure and let us know you're over this way. We'd love to visit with you again. Thanks, Randy, for coming in. Thanks, Jamie.
Awesome.
Thanks, JD.
That's JD. www.basehoncho.com.
The Bass Honcho.
There actually is a website for that.
No monthly fee. That's all right. That's worth checking into. All right. I think we lost somebody around here, didn't we? Oh, Jeff. We forgot Jeff. I hope y'all make it to the show with Jeff.
Oh.
If not, we'll head over that way and bring him.
If I don't have my other guitar player there, they're going to work me way too hard. We're going to find him.
All right. Well, Lyle, we appreciate you guys taking time. I know it just means a ton for us, for you guys to take time out of your schedule to come visit with us. And
brother, look you forward don't know how to, much we appreciate you having us down here. And we'll definitely give you a shout. We were talking about trying to get back out to Amarillo pretty quick, so we'll be coming through soon.
All right. Well, please say hi when you come back this way.
We will.
How
man.
High or whatever. Thanks appreciate again. Y'all. Thanks, fellas. Thanks for coming in.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.